Series looking in Psalms. Obviously, we can't look at all of it because that would take till Jesus comes. So we're going through from different angles, perspectives. So the first 2 weeks, we looked at all the prophecies in Psalms. That was a blessing. So many prophecies. Then last week, we looked at the teachings in Psalms on prayer. And today, we look at the teachings in Psalms on the Word of God. And of course, yes, we will be covering Psalm 119. See how that goes. Longest chapter in the Bible. Amen. But first, let's see what Psalms teaches us about the Word. And then Psalms 19 teaches us how we should treat the Word, as you'll see. So let's start here in Psalms 12, verses 6 and 7. Howard, if you could read that, we'll pray and dive in together.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth. Purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your word, that you have preserved it for us, that we can hold it in our hands and trust it and lean on it, Lord, and feed on it. And we pray that today, as we look at what your word teaches about it, may it just encourage our hearts. Lord, to make it a part of our lives every day. I pray that you would guide us in your truth and you'd be glorified in this time. We love you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. So today, what Psalms teaches us about the Word, very important passage here in Psalms 12, that God promised to preserve it. Amen. That is a very important doctrine for us as Christians, to believe that this is the preserved Word of God. Praise the Lord. Very important. God said he would keep them from that generation forever. That's a very important truth that, you know, so many people teach, even Christians, that yes, God gave the word, and when he gave it, it was perfect, but over the centuries, man messed it up, essentially. And therefore, you can't really trust every word. You've got to have scholars to tell you what it really teaches. And you've got to have over 200 English versions to make sure we get it right. And none of that is true. God gave a promise and he kept that promise. He's preserved it. We've got it in our hands. We can trust it. Amen. And by the way, when it came to English, he got it right the first time 400 years ago. But that's a whole different discussion. Anyway, Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." So the first thing we see that Psalms teaches us about the Word is that it's preserved, that God preserved it for us. The second thing we see is that God gave us the completed Word. Psalm 19:7, Mr. Zeus, if you'd read that for us. This is part of the song that we sing. Remember, we always sing 19:7 through 10. So it's not only preserved, but it's perfect. Amen? This is also important for us as Christians. Never are we given permission to question God's word. Now, it's given permission to question us, but we're never given permission to question it. It is perfect. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. Amen? So we either believe that or we don't, but if God promised it, then we need to believe it, that it is perfect. And that what it also teaches us is that we have exactly what God wanted us to have. Amen? If you look at the end of the Bible, in Revelation 21, what does God say? But don't add to it and don't take away from it. Why? Because it's done. It's finished. Which is another reason why we don't believe that the gift of prophecy is alive today, because prophecy is declaring the Word of God. And if that were true, then the Word of God wasn't completed back when it was completed. People would still be adding to it, and we need to staple what they say to the back of Revelation. But no, it's complete. It's perfect. It's exactly what God wants us to have. As John said, that these things have been written unto you that you might know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it also, he says, if everything were written down that Jesus said and did, what? The world itself could not contain the books. Which means this is what he wanted us to have. So Psalms teaches us that it is preserved and that it is perfect. Amen? Also, that it's to be magnified. Brad, if you could read Psalm 138, verse 2 for us. So we're just focusing on Psalms today. There's all obviously many other scriptures about the Word, but today what Psalms teaches us about the Word.
I will worship the Lord by the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all my name.
Now a lot of people struggle with the last part of that verse. But once you realize that Jesus is the Word of God, then you don't have to struggle with it. Amen? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, when he returns in Psalm 19, Revelation 19, it says his name is the Word of God. So once you realize that the Word of God is synonymous with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Jehovah, then it helps you to understand this statement that thou hast magnified thy Word above all thy name. Because it is Jesus. Amen? He and the written word are synonymous. So it's magnified. We learn that in Psalms as well. It's also a very powerful book. Amen? And we know this from many other scriptures. But in Psalm 119:105, let's look at that, Nathan, if you'd read that for us. We find that it is a lamp and it is a light. So the Word of God guides us. It's like a torch and shows us the way to go. Amen? Which means as Christians, if we're not in it, then we don't know where to go. But the Word of God is powerful. Psalm 119:130 also says the same. Isaiah, if you'd read that for us. So the Word of God is a light, but it also... what gives us understanding? Amen? Unlike any other book on earth. This book also has the power to make us grow in our faith. And that is the very well-known passage, Psalm 1. Howard, if you could read verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, and standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and he in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
So there we talk about growth, we talk about prospering, but that promise is given to who? His delight is in the word of the Lord. Amen. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. And what's that tree's going to grow? It's going to bear fruit. Why? Because of the Word of God. So God is teaching us there that the Word of God grows us, prospers us, that we must make it a part of our lives if we're going to grow like a tree planted by the river. Also, Psalm 37, 30 to 31 teaches the same. Roy, if you'd read that for us, Psalm 37, 30 to 31. Isn't that beautiful? The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. One of the greatest ways to keep your steps from sliding is to be in this book. Amen? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Psalm 119:9, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. So this book guides us, gives us understanding, it grows us, it gives us wisdom as we saw, and it, as I just quoted, it protects us from sin. Mr. Zeus, if you could read 119:9-11. This is all from the book of Psalms. All this amazing teaching on God's word. Yes, please.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Isn't that beautiful? That it even protects us from sin. That's a lot of power, isn't it? When you consider how sinful we are. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So this book is very powerful in our lives. It is preserved. It is perfect. God magnified it. Now, in Psalms, we're also given 11 different names for the Word of God. That's quite a list, isn't it? 11. So the first one is, we just read it in Psalm 1, the law of the Lord, if anybody's taking notes. The second one, which we saw in Psalm 12, verse 6, the Word of the Lord. And then in Psalm 19, 7 and 8, the song that we sing, we find, or 7, 8, and 9, we find four names for the Word of God. Brad, if you could read those for us, Psalm 19, 7 through 9. Let's see if you can find four other names for God's Word in Psalms.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Amen. So did you find four other names? What are they? The law of the Lord, which we mentioned from Psalm 1, but what else? Statutes, that's another one. Commandments, testimonies, and judgments. So there's four other names for the Word of God from Psalms. It's also Psalm 40, verse 7. Nathan, another name. The book. Amen. It's also called the book. And then in Psalm 119, verse 4, we get another name for the Word of God. Isaiah, if you could read that for us.
Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
Precepts. So there's another name for the Word of God from Psalms. And we already talked about the Word. So last is Psalm 119, verse 91, Howard. Ordinances. So there is 11 different names for God's word from Psalms. The law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, testimonies, statutes, commandments, judgments, law, book, precepts, the word, and ordinances. Isn't that beautiful? But it's time. Psalm 119. How do you do Psalm 119? So what I chose to do, so I didn't know how else to do it, is Psalm 119 is filled with action verbs, things that we should do with the word. So I went through all 176 verses, wrote down all the action verbs, and then grouped them together into 11 different categories, if you will, or ways that we should treat the word of God. I put them in order of occurrence. So anybody want to guess what the most common action verb is when it relates to the Word of God? We should what? What do you think is the most important to God, Doug? Walk is close, but that's not the number one. Isaiah? Keep or obey? Good job. Chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I have them in my Bible now, so I don't just say it. to obey it. Amen? As we've been studying Israel's history, what was number one with God? Obey. Amen? If you will obey, if you will keep my commandments, I will bless you. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. So sure enough, the most commonly occurring verb or group of verbs in Psalm 119 is to obey God's word. Now, there's a lot of different synonyms. There's keep, depart not from, do, err not from, forsake it not, heed it, perform it, stick to it, wander not from it. But it all is saying the same thing, obey it. All right, so let's walk through these. obedience ones. First, let's look at Psalm 111, verse 10, and then we'll dive in. That'll be kind of an introductory. I forget whose turn it is. Did you just read? Okay, Psalm 111, verse 10.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever.
So one of the most important words is one of the shortest words, the word do. Amen? We are to do God's word. So let's go to Psalm 119. I think for the sake of time, I'm just going to read instead of spread it around the room because there's a lot. So just keep up. Okay, if you're taking notes, just write fast. So I'm going to give you the number and then I'll read the verse. But we're staying in Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. Ready? So this is all about the number one action verb in Psalm 119, obeying God's word. So beginning in verse 2, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Verse 4, Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Verse 5, Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Verse 8, I will keep Thy statutes, Oh, forsake me not utterly. Verse 9, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to Thy word. Verse 10, With my whole heart have I sought Thee, Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Verse 17, Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live and keep Thy word. Verse 21, Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from Thy commandments. Verse 22, Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept Thy testimonies. Verse 31, I have stuck unto Thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. Verse 33, Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. 34, Give me understanding, and I shall keep Thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Verse 44, So shall I keep Thy law continually forever and ever. 51, The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from Thy law. 53, Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake Thy law. 55, I have remembered Thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept Thy law. 56, This I had because I kept Thy precepts. 57, Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep Thy words. 60, I made haste and delayed not to keep Thy commandments. 63, I am a companion of all them that fear Thee and of them that keep Thy precepts. 67, Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept Thy word. The proud have forged a lie against me. 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep Thy precepts with my whole heart. Verse 87. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not Thy precepts. 88. Quicken me after Thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of Thy mouth. Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep Thy precepts. 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep Thy word. 106, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep Thy righteous judgments. 110, the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from Thy precepts. 112, I have inclined mine heart to perform Thy statutes, always even unto the end. 115, Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. 129, Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. 134, Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep Thy precepts. 136, Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not Thy law. 145, I cried with my whole heart, Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. 146, I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. 157, many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. 158, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. 166, Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. 167, my soul hath kept thy testimonies and I love them exceedingly. Verse 168, I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. That's the number one theme of Psalm 119, 40 verses about obeying or keeping the word of God. Amen. So now we know what God wants us to do with his word. If you had to pick one thing, he wants us to obey it, to keep it. Amen. In every area of our Christian walk, to keep the word of God. So thoughts or questions about number one? The rest aren't that long, I promise. All right, any guesses about number two? Which is 28 verses instead of 40? Nobody wants to even guess? It is to love it. Amen? To love the Word of God. That is number two. But before we dive in, let's look at Psalm 56. Verses 4 and 10. Roy, if you could read those two verses for us. 56, 4 and 10.
In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear the best that you unto me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word.
And then if you could read 97, 10. Sorry, that was not the verse I wanted. It was 119:97. We'll get there. All right, so number two, the second most common action verb in Psalm 119 is to love it, to delight in it, to esteem it, to praise it, to stand in awe of it, to thank God for it, to treasure it. Amen? So we're to obey it, and we're to love it. But those two go hand in hand, don't we? Because if we love something, we're going to make it a priority in our lives. Amen? So God wants us to love this book. Is it okay to love a book? It's just a question. God says to love nothing above him, right? So is it okay to love this book? Why is it okay to love this book, Roy? Exactly. It's the Word of God. So it's okay to love the Word of God. You know, some people accuse us Bible believers as making the Bible an idol because we love it so much. But it can't be an idol because Jesus is the Word of God. So we are to love this book. You ready to dive in? Verse 7 is where we'll begin. So pay attention to these action verbs. Verse 7, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. 47, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. 48, my hands also will I lift up into thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. 62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. 70, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. 72, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. 77, Let thy tender mercies come upon me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. 92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have then perished in mine affliction. 96. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. 119. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. 127. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. 128. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. 140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. 143. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. 163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 164. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. 167. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. 171. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. And 174. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Gives you goosebumps. Not in a charismatic way, but, you know, what a blessing that we're to obey it and we're to love it. Amen? We're to obey this book and we're to love this book. Any guess what number three is? 21 verses. Meditate. Something we don't talk enough about. But how many times are we told in the Bible to meditate in the Word of God? We read Psalms 1, right? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. And meditation, or hoping in, or depending in the Word of God, is the third most common action verb in Psalm 119. But first look at Psalm 19:14. Mr. Zeus, if you'd read that for us. Psalm 19:14, and then we'll dive in.
Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The meditation of my heart. What does God want our meditation to be in? This book. Amen? He wants us to meditate in His Word. You know, I'm just guessing that this Sunday school class probably will have the reading of more verses than the history of any other Sunday school class. If you think about it, we've probably already read about 80 verses. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So let's look at meditate. Our third most common action verb in Psalm 119. We'll start in verse 14. And it's synonyms, of course. And we'll walk through these 21 verses. So 119, verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. 42. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. Verse 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Verse 49, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 50, this is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. 52, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. 74, They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. 111. Thy testimonies have taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. 147. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. 148. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. And then 175. Let my soul live and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. So are you getting a picture of what God wants? He doesn't want us to sit it on the shelf, does he? He wants it to be an integral part of our entire life. Amen? He wants us to know all the commandments so that we can obey them. He wants us to love it. And if we love something, we spend time with it. Amen? He wants us to meditate in his word, to find something every day, every hour, whatever, and meditate in it, because this book is powerful. So I think we have time for one more, and that is learn. God wants us to taste it, to understand it, but he wants us to learn this book, amen, to keep studying it. And that's 18 verses, so we'll look at those quickly, and then I think we will have run out of time, and next week we'll do the other seven things. So, ready? 119, verse 7. This topic is to learn or to know or to understand. Starting in verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. 26. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me, teach me thy statutes. 27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and it shall keep unto the end. 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. 68. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. 73. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. 79. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. 108. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. 124. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. 125. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. 135. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. 169. Let my cry come before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. We'll stop there. So number one, we are to obey it. Number two, we're to love it. Number three, we're to meditate in it. And number four, we're to learn it. We can only do that by studying it. Amen. Thoughts or questions? Did anybody learn anything this morning? I hope. No thoughts or questions before we close in prayer. Aren't you thankful for the Word of God? If we didn't have it, we wouldn't be saved. We'd have no hope of heaven. We wouldn't know our Creator. So we're so thankful He wrote a book for us. Amen. Mr. Zeus, can you?